From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, a spicy Latin flavor.
All right, kids. Time to come inside and do your homework.
Aw, Dad. Homework is boring.
Yeah, it's boring and it's really hard.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's nothing. When I was a kid, we had to study Latin. It was dull, it was hard, and worse yet, it's a dead language.
Aww.
Just do your homework.
All right.
What their father may know, but just isn't telling them, is that Latin isn't completely dead.
Huh? What?
Well, there aren't people who actively speak it anymore, save for Oxbridge or Ivy League secret societies and highly specialized scientific communities. But a lot of Latin finds its way into our writing and even into our everyday language. One Latin term that just about everyone knows is et cetera.
Oh, hi.
Oh, great. You again. Back for your organic soy breakfast drink, etc.
Well, yeah. And actually, it's etc. It's usually abbreviated ETC. Etc. Sounds like a headache medicine.
Okay. Well, here's one for you. After you pay for these things, you can stop talking, bag your groceries, and go away. Etc.
Wow, you're a quick study.
Etc. means and other similar things, and so on. And it's often abbreviated as ETC. This phrase has the distinct, if not dubious, honor of appearing in a 60s pop song called Eleanor by the Turtles. Etc. tends to get confused at times with a couple other Latin phrases that are similar in meaning, but the specificity is different. When talking about a group of people, a better Latin phrase is et al, short for
et ali,
meaning and others. For example,
joining us at the party were Fred, Jane, Harry, Susie, et al.
Now, saying it in conversation like that is rare. But this expression is most often used in scholarly writing when referring to a journal article that was researched and written by a group of people. For example,
this study on technological advances was conducted by Driscoll et al.
Another et phrase is et sec, short for
et sequens.
And it's used in writing as a way to refer to following pages. For example,
find more information about the Sydney bus system on pages 110, 111, et sec. of this travel guidebook.
So far, we've used a few examples, which brings us to another great Latin phrase.
Exempli gratia.
For the sake of example. It's abbreviated as EG. Here's how it's used.
There are a number of writers from Boston, e.g. Stephen Greenblatt.
The Latin expression id est means that is, and it's shortened to IE. For example,
a lot of writers come from Beantown, i.e. Boston.
Now, sometimes people mistakenly use IE when they mean to use EG. Remember, IE is meant to clarify. EG precedes the use of an example. Now again, like most Latin, you probably wouldn't say et sec or EG or IE out loud in a conversation, but it's good to know how to use these examples in writing. And speaking of examples, I think we've done just about enough for this week. I hope this episode has helped shed light on some commonly used Latin phrases.
Gee, I guess Latin isn't dead after all.
I don't know. It's all Greek to me.
If you'd like to see a written version of this episode, including some additional Latin terms, go to minnesotapublicradio.org and click on Grammar Grader in the Programs menu. This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English. You can find it at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, Amy Alt, and John Ryan. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. If you like Grammar Grader, visit minnesotapublicradio.org to check out other programs and podcasts.